We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mountain West Insider Podcast here on the Field of 68 Media Network. And our Mountain West Insider is currently in the Mountain West. Jeff Goodman is sitting in the, I believe it's the Albuquerque Airport. Is that where you are right now, Jeff?
That is correct. Nice little airport, easy to get in and out of. That's the key, right? For a great airport, you want to be able to get from your hotel through security to your gate in under 20 minutes, which I did easily here in Albuquerque. So love the Albuquerque airport, gets a 10 for me.
Well, there you go. That's what people come to this podcast for, is to see your rankings of the airports in the Mountain West cities. So you had a quite enjoyable swing through the Mountain West this week. You went to Utah State to see them beat San Diego State and take over sole possession of first place in the Mountain West. And you also headed down to the Pit for the first time to see Colorado State play at New Mexico. Let's start with Utah State and San Diego State. First time in the Spectrum. How impressed with you? What was the environment like? Talk to me about what that experience was.
It was awesome. Like every bit as good, if not better than advertised. I mean, those students are unbelievable. They're so passionate. They're fun. They're organized. They get their sheet, their double-sided sheet. And those fans, I mean, you could tell how into the program they are. And that's the thing is, you know, Utah State has had sustained success. And part of it is because, and I talked to Danny Sprinkle about it. I had breakfast with him yesterday before I left at Herm's. Really good spot, by the way. Really good spot. And it is. It's a huge home court advantage. And I'll put it up student section-wise against probably any in the country that I've seen so far this year. And we've seen some good ones. Mm-hmm. We've been at Duke. You know, we were just at Auburn. And, I mean, they are strong. They're like probably 4,000 of the 9,000 people. So percentage-wise, you know, it's almost half the arena. And they're into it. And, again, when their Aggies are playing well like they were, It was a big difference maker at the end. It just, Logan was awesome. It was fun and it was beautiful out there because you had the snow. Now, not so beautiful when I woke up yesterday morning, Rob. You know, you check in the weather. So I had to go from Logan to Salt Lake and then fly to Salt Lake to Albuquerque yesterday to make the game and make it kind of tight. And I had to do a show yesterday from my hotel room. So, you know, in the morning I wake up and I'm going to meet Sprinkle for breakfast. And I looked into the forecast, and it was supposed to be fine. And I opened my blinds, and it is snowing like crazy. And I'm like, oh, no. Because, you know, you did it. Mm-hmm. You know, that drive through the canyon is not easy. So Sprinkle was leaving before me. He was catching a flight out. So I hit him up. I was like, hey, how was it? He's like, it's not that bad. It didn't take that long. There were about a 15-minute stretch where I was wondering if I was going to make it to another game or to the Pit or my final game was going to be, you know, on my tombstone. You know, his final game was at the Spectrum.
Well, look, if you died after going to the Spectrum, that was the last thing you saw. You probably are in in a pretty good
I'm
place.
Okay.
And then you also made it to the pit for the first time. The pit is famously where Terrence.
Can we talk first? Wait. Can we talk about Utah State and how impressed I was by Greg Alcevor and Darius Brown?
I was gonna get there and just talk about who impressed you the most of those two teams. So just talk to me about the experience of the pit. And my favorite part of the pit is listening to T.O. talk about how he ate too many green chilies and had to basically sprint up the tunnel to try to make it to a bathroom in time.
It is crazy. That tunnel, if you're not in shape, which I'm not in shape, you go up that tunnel. First, you are winded. You are winded out here. I can see where the players, coming. Obviously, it wasn't the same for Colorado State coming from Fort Collins. But, some of these non-conference opponents that aren't used to it when they come out to the pit for the elevation, when they come out to Logan, Utah, it is a major difference. Like, I looked at Jaden Levy, actually, when first time up and down the court, and it looked like he was gassed already. I don't think he was, and he didn't play like he was, but already you're looking at players, and it has a major effect on you. But the pit is mammoth, man. Like, it is huge. There were like 15,000 on a weekend night at 8 o'clock, which is, the late start. And it's not the same student section wise, but overall, those fans are crazy. I mean, again, they've been, it's the only game in town. I mean, both of these places, that's the beauty of the Mountain West is like, it is what they live for. And you can tell they're so passionate about their teams, and their teams are good. That was the beauty of this trip too, Rob. Like, I got a chance to come out here and see, in my opinion, the four best teams in the Mountain West play against each other in probably the best two environments. Like, it couldn't have been better. So those two environments, top 10 environments in the country, that good. And the coaches were great too. Obviously Richard Pitino had a huge win last night. And I think they were exhaling, the staff, after that one, because it was nuts at the end.
Yeah. All right. So what was the most impressive thing you saw there? How good was Utah State? You just mentioned them earlier. New Mexico found a way to get an insane, we'll talk about the New Mexico win after. Talk to me about Utah State and how good they were in that win over San Diego State.
Our man, Greg Alcevor, is awesome. First of all, like, his personality, listen, every bit as good as what we saw when we had him on the Mountain West spot earlier this year. A stud, smiling. Darius Brown, met him. He's incredible. I mean, he had such a good game. Looking for his offense a little bit more in that one, which was much needed. But Osmore is a guy that he's so big and strong, Rob, but so agile for his size. When you see him in person, you're shocked some of the things he can do off the bounce. And he played an unbelievable game. Kind of kept it simple, passing it, and had a career-high 7 assists, but 5 in the first half. And, like, he has a tendency sometimes to maybe try to do too much passing, and we talked about it after the game, but just kind of kept it simple. He's gotten used to playing out of double teams now, which is something he had never done. Obviously, he was a sixth man last year at Montana State. But I thought it was funny, too. I was talking to those guys a little bit about their transition coming from Montana State, which is kind of a party school, in Bozeman, and coming to Logan, where it's all about hoop. And I was saying, I was like, what do you guys do, after, like, on a weekend? What do you do after a big win like this? And they're like, nothing, man. We play ball here. We might have some friends over, but, the great thing about Utah State and Logan is the focus is solely about basketball and getting better. And, man, Sprinkle is as impressed. I've known him for, like, 20-plus years, Rob, dating back to when I ran a prep school tournament. But he is grown, matured, all of it so much. He's a stud. And to be honest, he's number one right now. After Lamont Paris has kind of slipped up with South Carolina, he's number one for me in National Coach of the Year rankings today because of what he's done, taking over a new program, having to completely reload. Like, they took, they inherited a couple guys who were red shirts last year, but brings those guys with him. He's done an incredible job. So, like, and that was a big win for Utah State because, it's kind of a signature win for them, right? San Diego State.
And they're in first place now. Like, you win that game and you are in first place all by yourself. And hold on, let me bring up their schedule real quick because I do believe
it's easy.
Yeah,
it's easy.
They're at Fresno State, Air Force at home, at San Jose State, and then New Mexico at home. You win, you beat Fresno, Air Force, and San Jose State, and odds are pretty good you're going to be able to have a chance to have the game in New Mexico before the outright regular season title, because this is what Boise's got left. At Wyoming, at Air Force, which is going to be tough, and they get New Mexico at home, Nevada at home, and at San Diego State in the final game of the regular season. So
they got a little bit more. Big win. They kind of control their own destiny. New Mexico thinks they control their own destiny too, because, you know, they're right there. They're half a game back. They win the tiebreaker against Utah State. So if they beat them on the road in Logan, which wouldn't be easy. So if they both went out and play that final game, if New Mexico wins, it would be a share, but they would win it because they would have swept.
They would get the number one seed. They would get the number one seed.
And I made a little side wager with Richard Pitino that if you look at my interview, post-game interview with Richard Pitino, if he wins the Mountain West regular season title, he has to paint his face like Snake does.
Good. Good. I like it. I'm in.
He might look better. Yeah,
all right, probably look better. You just mentioned New Mexico. Let's talk about them. Let's talk about that wild finish and where they rank. Because I think it is fair to say that they are probably not – I wouldn't say that they're the best team, right? I think that San Diego State and Utah State are probably the two best teams. I think that because of what they can do defensively, because of how good their guards are, and because of the offensive explosions that you can see out of New Mexico, I would say that they are – the most dangerous team for some of these, you know, I think that we have them as like a 9 seed right now. Yeah. They're a 9 seed. I think they're one of the most dangerous 9 seeds that you're going to find in the Mountain West. They can get to a Sweet 16 easier than I think some other teams.
I'll say this, Rob, like they're put together pretty well. They got three really good guards and all three of them made plays at the end of the year. That's the beauty of this New Mexico team is Richard Pitino can kind of call all their numbers, whether it's Mashburn, you know, House, and we saw Dent make the play of the game, obviously, to win it. And then JT Tapper did not play well at all, but he's been terrific this season. Nelly Jr. Joseph was awesome in this game. So when you look at their five guys, and then Mustafa coming off the bench had a huge three, I don't know if there's a scarier team overall. Like, I would not want to see them in the NCAA tournament because we know what wins guards, and they've got a couple bigs that are really, really, you know, talented, one's older. So I feel like out of those four teams, New Mexico might have the highest upside, right? They might have the highest upside. They've lost a couple games at home recently, which hurt them. But all these teams, the beauty of the Mountain West, Rob, is anybody can beat anybody. There's not a lot of separation between these teams. We see it. One thing I will say is, like, anybody questioning whether any of these four teams are talented enough, are good enough to make the tournament is out of their minds. We've seen, I bet you I've seen 20 of the top 20 teams right now in the AP poll. And they're right there with them. I mean, we just saw Auburn and Kentucky. Like, these teams can play with all those teams. These teams can beat all those teams. You know, there's a couple teams at the top, UConn and Purdue. And then to me, from 3 or 4 down to, you know, 25, 30, there's not much separation.
Yep. I agree. I think that New Mexico is really, really dangerous. And how loud did it get after Dent's layup?
Insane. I mean, both places were so loud, like probably louder than Auburn. I mean, they were louder than Auburn.
I got to give you credit. Yeah. I don't give you a lot of credit, but I got to give you credit. You actually got a good video. I think the first time in your life that you came up and you used your phone and you got a good video or a good picture or content that we could actually use without being embarrassed to post it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, you. So I meant to ask you the other night when I did the Sprinkle interview post game. You guys were laughing at me. What was the issue with the camera? I thought I did all right.
You did it. It was better than your normal effort, but you kept leaning forward, and the top of your head would get cut off in the interview. Like it just.
We weren't worried about me. We just wanted to get Sprinkle in there. That's all that matters.
Yep. All right. Well, listen. I'm glad you enjoyed your trip. Get home safe. Awesome. Travel safe.
Yep. I'm seeing Caitlin Clark today. I'm on a mission to get to Indiana. I got to go see Caitlin Clark. I got to run. I got to catch his flight.
Yeah, I hope you miss your flight. So for Jeff Goodman, we're going to get here. He had an interview with Danny Sprinkle on Tuesday night and an interview with Richard Pitino on Wednesday night. I'm getting my days confused. It's that time of year. But I believe those are the right days. So we're going to drop those in right now. Mountain West Insider Podcast, Field of 68. We'll see you guys again next week.
Welcome back to the Field of 68 After Dark. We are heading all the way out to Logan, where the Utah State Aggies continue a terrific season under Danny Sprinkle. He should be in the National Coach of the Year mix. He absolutely is. Aggies beat San Diego State 68-63. And where in the world is Jeff Goodman? He's with Coach Sprinkle now. Jeffrey, how are you?
Yes, we are in Logan, my new favorite place, and with Danny Sprinkle, Coach of the Year candidate. And that was one hell of a win.
Wow.
And one hell of an atmosphere. I mean, listen, you're up most of the game. San Diego State comes back, which you knew they were going to come back, right?
Yep.
And Darius makes a huge three off an offensive rebound with 1 second left in the shot clock. Yep. I mean, it was kind of a Hail Mary a little bit.
Yes, it was.
And it went in.
We'll take it.
How big was this win for your program, for this team?
It was huge because our respect for San Diego State, everybody in the country knows how good they are. And, you know, coming off a loss and having our back a little bit against the wall, you know, and still people still don't believe in us, and we still have a chip on our shoulder. And
you want that, though.
Yeah, you want it. Right. And our guys, they're together, and they came out and competed their butts off, and against a team that was a national runner-up last year.
You returned 0 points. 0 points. You're picked ninth in the preseason poll.
Yep.
When did you realize that this team actually had a chance to be pretty good?
Probably in the Cayman Islands, because before that, we didn't play great against Southern Utah, but we had so many new guys. But when I saw how close this group was in the Cayman Islands, and we beat some really good teams out there, you know, like when we beat Akron, because they're a physical team, and then Stephen F. Austin, like all sorts of different styles. And we had different guys stepping up every night. And so it was fun to see. Yeah. And it makes us hard to scout and hard to guard.
You know, you return no points.
Yeah.
But you kind of did because you have Darius and
Great, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
we returned 42 tonight.
Exactly. I mean, those are two dudes who came with you from Montana State, and they were awesome tonight. And,
phenomenal.
You know, Darius made big plays all over the court, and Great just is much better than I thought he'd be in terms of the stuff he can do off the bounce. He does everything. For a big boy like that, for 250, the way he can move whoa.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward sometimes the way he moves, but it makes him hard to guard.
Yeah.
You know, like he can handle the ball. He's got a 7'4" wingspan. So, you know, he's just herky jerky and all of a sudden he's at the rim. But I thought he had that 6 minute span tonight where I thought he dominated from 10 feet in. He drew fouls or scored. And like you mentioned, getting, you know, that dunk that he had where he drove baseline was big time.
So the crazy thing, and I don't want to tell you this, but I looked at your schedule, your remaining four games.
Yep.
They're all winnable. Like you control your own destiny now. You're in first place by yourself. Mm-hmm. I know as a coach, you don't want to look past Fresno, but you look at it, how crazy is it that you're looking at controlling your own destiny right now in year one in the Mountain West, which the league is unbelievable
phenomenal
right now.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, I stopped looking ahead at who we're playing because it gets demoralizing in this league. You know, when you look at, we got San Diego State and you got Colorado State, you got Nevada, you're at Air Force, like it's brutal. Yeah. And, you know, we have to, you know, like I told our guys, we didn't win the championship tonight. Like, we have to continue to get better. Yeah, I thought we were a little careless with the mall at times tonight and stuff we got to clean up.
So, you know, you win a big game like this. I'm expecting we're going to go out and maybe have a few, and you told me there's really nowhere to go. Like, where are we going?
You're gonna have to come to my house, man. You're gonna have to come over. You're
gonna
have to come on
over. There's no bars. There's no bars in Logan. That's what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah, I don't think so. Like, I haven't been to. I go home.
You know who can never live here?
Who?
Rob Dawson.
Yeah, Rob. Hey, but we still got to get you to a game, Rob. Come to the game. We'll send you to Salt Lake to a bar, but you got to come to a game.
All right. That does it. We'll send it back to the boys, and they can pick up on Rob Doster crying right now because of UConn's loss at Creighton tonight.
Hey, and I know there's a former Aggie at UConn or at Creighton tonight. So yeah, hopefully
he had a game.
Did he? Hopefully he made about 10 threes. He's a good kid.
Yes, he is. All right, back to you, boys.
And thank you for joining us tonight. And
can I just say, for the record, Fanta, I've been to the Spectrum. I've been to Logan. I went to a game in the Wild Bill days. I did the I Believe That We Can Win chant. I did all of the student section stuff that made Utah State special. Yeah, I've been there. I got the videos. I'll show you. I didn't wear one of the Wild Bill costumes. We're saving that for Goodman. But I've been there. I promise you, Sprink, I've been there, man.
Hey, did you go to a bar when you came here? Because that's how I know if you're lying or not.
I did not.
You said you did.
After the game, after the game, I'm not even joking. Our friends there took us out for ice cream sundaes. That's where we went after.
That's right, baby. That's how we do it.
So wholesome. So wholesome here in Logan.
And with a last name like Sprinkle, there's got to be something at that ice cream parlor in honor of the Utah State head coach.
Yeah.
No doubt, Danny. Congratulations. Please. Take care of Jeff. Make sure he doesn't turn into Jack Nicholson in The Shining in the mountains out there.
Hey, appreciate you guys. We're going to hire him to be our IT guy on campus.
I killed him.
You can have him. You can take him. Take him. Coach. We'll see you guys.
All right, we're out. I got to find that one bar. The one bar, Logan, I'm going to find it.
All right, best of luck to you. And in another 20 seconds, they'll be back on. You know, could you imagine if, like, I just thought of it now. Could you imagine if Goodman was just, like, on every stream in the background? It just, like, you know, like.
can we, John, go back to this? There's not a bar in the town.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't make it there.
It's how? But no, seriously, like, how do you not have a bar? You're a college.
Yeah,
where do they go? Is it house parties? I got to talk to somebody. I need to talk to someone.
Yeah, that's they go out for ice cream. They get ice cream sundaes, a little bit of whipped cream, a banana split.
We got a couple minutes left here on Sirius.
I got some moonshine in there over there too.
Right, exactly.
All right, Richard, my first visit to the pit, and you deliver. Like it was a little bit of a grinder until the end, and man, the end was unbelievable.
Good players on both sides making good plays. You know, obviously great to have you here. I think us East Coast guys wouldn't know much about New Mexico, but this place truly cares about basketball. And I think when you walk down the ramp or you walk into the pit, you feel it. You know, some arenas have it, and we certainly do. But it was a great college basketball game. It wasn't beautiful at times, but those last couple minutes, Stevens is making plays, Mash is making plays, Donovan makes a great play, and then we get a stop when we needed to.
Well, that's kind of the beauty of your team, right? I mean, you got three guards, and you can honestly put it in any one of their hands to make a play, and they all did in the final 2 minutes. How important was this win, though? Because for you, you lost two straight at home, which doesn't happen very often, probably hadn't in your career yet. How important was this one for, again, you know, I know you're not trying to look forward here, but for your NCAA tournament hopes?
Yeah, I mean, it's an advantage playing in this building. And when you squander an advantage like we did UNLV and Boise, that crushes you. It really does, because this is one of the best home courts in college basketball. And so if I walked out of here with three losses in a row in this building, I might have just just quit and just give
up. You might have given us the same quote that your dad gave the other day, is the most miserable. What did he say? What was the quote?
I don't know. You know, I mean, he handles it a little bit differently than me, but he's not used to losing. Maybe I'm too used to losing in my glorious coaching career. But, yeah, I mean, you don't want to think about NCAA tournament. What you want to think about is trying to accumulate as many quality wins as you possibly can. And this is a team, a lot of people have been a 5-seed, 6-seed or whatever. And we're in the hunt for a championship. You know, we're one game out or whatever it is. So great win for our guys.
No, I mean, this league, Richard, like I've been the last two nights I've seen arguably the top four teams in the league. And you talk about teams that, again, they're evenly matched. That's kind of the beauty of this league, right? Anybody can beat anybody in the top four, six, maybe seven teams in the league. And it's just such an underrated conference overall.
It is. I think this year is the one time where it's getting the respect it deserves nationally. I mean, guys like you are covering it. I think they see it. You know, you could justifiably have six teams in the NCAA tournament. Who knows how it all finishes out? It's been tough since I've been in it. You know, I've been very, very impressed with the coaching, the fan bases, the players. The players got a lot of substance. And maybe it's they went to a different place and they're getting a second chance or whatever. But there's some special venues and some terrific coaches and some terrific cultures all around.
Donovan Dent in that last play. I mean, the speed he has. And, again, just a guy who can do kind of anything you need him to do now that he's become more of an offensive weapon.
Yeah, you know, we had the similar situation in the non-conference and there was 7 seconds left. I said, give it to Donnie and go figure it out. There was no play call. I mean, you just don't have enough time to do that. And he delivered early in the season. He delivered tonight.
I got a chance to – the highlight of my day was getting a chance to take a picture with Snake afterwards.
He's a unique one, but he's our unique one, and we love him. He loves it. You know, he lives and breathes it. I mean, this community really, really they live for Lobo basketball and all the Lobo sports. I mean, our support that we get is amazing.
I think if you guys win the regular season title, that you should paint your face the same way as Snake. What do we think about that? Can we get that done?
If we do, I will coach in the Mountain West tournament with the face paint first game for sure. So
all right. Got you on record here. All right,
Snake will help me because he was in when I walked in. He was painting his face. I'm like, well, how are you in here and why are you painting your face?
I can't wait to see. Well, Jill signing off on this. Oh. If you win the regular season title. I don't know if Jill's going to be okay with you looking like Snake. You know?
You know what? I have a face for radio, so it'll cover up a couple blemishes, and it might look good.
No doubt. Well, listen, it was great being here. I mean that. Two Northeast guys, two mass holes, can we say?
One
do you consider yourself a mass hole or no?
Sure is a mass hole.
What do you consider yourself?
People always ask me all the time, where are you from? And everybody thinks New York because my parents, but I actually consider myself more of a Boston guy. And you know, I mean, we were together Northeastern days, so. That's right. Obviously proud of your success and excited with what we're doing.
Hell of a win. Congrats.